Oh Lord, take our lips and speak through them. Take our minds and work through them. Take our hands and let them offer an apostolic service to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. So today is the celebration of All Saints' Day, in distinction to All Souls' Day, which is what we observed last Sunday. All Saints' Day falling on November 1st, but the only holy day in our calendar for which there's explicit permission in the prayer book to transfer it to the Sunday following, which used to be the norm in major feasts. We observed them for 8 days, or the octave, and this prayer book preserves that. So today is All Saints' Day, in essence, for the solemnity of All Saints' Day. And a crackerjack day it is. It is right up there with Easter and Pentecost and Trinity Sunday, a Sunday devoted not just to the glory of God, which every Sunday is, but to the glory of God's people, God's men and women who throughout history have given themselves in service to God and to Jesus Christ. Many we know by name, and many, many, many more we do not know by name. And today we remember all of them, All Saints' Day. In the Episcopal Church, to be made a saint, or I should say in Anglicanism in general, which is the branch of Christianity we belong to, in Anglicanism, saints are localized by being included on the calendar of a church. Our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters have a similar kind of process, but they add to it the performance of miracles. And Anglicanism has been a little uncomfortable, I guess that's the word, with relegating miracles just to saints. Inclusion on the calendar wins the day. And in case you are interested as to how all this comes to pass, this book, Holy Men, Holy Women, is the most recent edition of all the saints in the Episcopal Church's calendar. And we're up to one for just about every day. There are some open days remaining, as you can tell from this. But there are some wonderful folks in here. Gilbert K. Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton, is in the calendar. We have Ephrem of Edessa, 373, Deacon of Syria. Columba, Abbot of Iona, 597. Francis Perkins, Franklin Roosevelt's Secretary of Labor, to whom the credit is given for the Social Security system, which she patterned after the Episcopal Church's pension fund. She was a devout Episcopalian. Francis Perkins, 1965. Julian of Norwich, 1417. Thurgood Marshall is the most recent addition to the calendar. And so in this book, we have their prayers and their readings and marvelous biographies of all of them to read. So this is great. I have this on my desk. Whenever a meeting, vestry, or whatnot collides with one of these saints, as often it does, we take a moment to read about them and to hear about them. They're fascinating people, men and women, many of whom you've not heard of, I have not heard of before, who have done wonderful things for their God and for the world. So that's how you get to be a saint in the Episcopal Church. Anybody up for that yet? There's a whole other process to that, but there you go. Now, All Saints Day reminds me of one of my most favorite bulletin bloopers. Now, back in the days, before we had auto-check and spell-check and all that stuff, you really had to mind the fingers going over the keyboard. And so we got all done, this is a long time ago, but all done with the bulletin, and we looked at it and we said, the solemnity of All Stains Day. All Stains Day. And I thought to myself, never pass up an opportunity for a typo to become a sermon. Yes. So we went to print with that anyway, All Stains Day. Because in a way, saints and stains are related. Because saints are, as that wonderful hymn says, people just like you and me, who are not necessarily better or more holy, and who certainly were not without sin. They were human beings with their failings and their shortcomings and their fallibility, their stains, the things they did wrong, but that was offset by what they did right. They were people in whom God had become incarnate. As William Stringfellow, the famous theologian, said, those men and women who relish the event of life as a gift and who realize that the only way to honor such a gift is to give it away. Probably the best definition of a saint that I can come up with or find anywhere. They were men and women who loved life so dearly and loved their Lord so dearly that they gave it away. They gave it away to whoever was in need or want or trouble, in law, in medicine, in religion, in teaching, in nursing, in advancing the causes of the downtrodden, in justice, anywhere you see people at work in God's kingdom, those are the saints of God. And the same part comes in because I often hear in the afternoons, look at these marvelous stained glass windows that you have in this church. It's an unusual collection of windows because each one has a theme. There was a plan for these windows, so they're gathered around themes. But the miracle of stained glass, there's that word again, is that no matter how much light shines through it, the color never diminishes. Stained glass is literally light fused into glass. The various chemicals and stains that are put in become one with the glass. The glass of medieval cathedrals is as brilliant today as it ever will be. And so the light that shines through these saints in these windows, they're everywhere. Joseph and Mary, the four gospel writers, John the Baptist, Wycliffe and Tyndale and the foyer, translators of the Bible, Jerome, Augustine, they're all over the windows here. Their light is just as brilliant now for their gifts to us as the light that shines through these stained glass windows that illuminates this church. You have to have light shining through you if you're going to be a saint of God, because it has to shine on other people. So in this service, as we go forward with our worship, I would hope that you think about people in your lives who have been saints. People that have influenced you or led you or guided you, people who were there for you at critical moments, people who are there to help, support, to lead, those are the saints of your lives. And they may not have a page in this huge blue book, not yet anyway, but they have a page in the book in the kingdom of heaven, where God knows and recognizes all the saints that have been with us. So rejoice on this Saints' Day, on this All Saints celebration. It is a wonderful day of hope and remembrance and thanks for all the people, the holy men and women of God, who have given so much of their lives that we too may know something, may have a glimpse of God and the life of the world to come. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.